Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Death in Gaza. What are the true numbers? Conflict casualty figures are always used as a weapon in the information war that surrounds the actual fighting. Britain underplayed its civilian and military casualties, especially during the First World War, to prevent demoralising the population. More recently, trying to get to the root of military casualties on both sides of the war in Ukraine is hard. Both sides understandably wish to emphasise their successes and minimise their reporting of losses. But once the scale of deaths purported to have reached 1,000 a day at one point for Russia is in the tens and possibly hundreds of thousands, do the actual numbers really matter? In Gaza, it appears that reports of deaths may be greatly exaggerated by Hamas. This is also understandable, although probably unnecessary, given what the real scale of deaths is likely to be. Hamas will have every interest in making the Israelis look as evil as possible to attract world attention and attract food and water aid to the Gaza Strip. According to Tablet magazine, a Jewish newspaper, not to be confused with The Tablet, which is a Roman Catholic newspaper, there is convincing statistical evidence that the deaths are probably about half of what has been reported. In particular, the deaths of children are exaggerated, and the statistical evidence lies in the lack of correlation between the deaths of women and the deaths of children. Normally, in situations like the bombing of Gaza, there's a high correlation between female deaths and the deaths of children, which is easily explained by the fact that they are usually co-located. The true figures for casualties in Gaza is estimated by the authors and Tablet to be likely to be around 18,000. A second study using a different methodology published in The Telegraph and another by the Washington Institute come to the same conclusion. What a relief. Thank goodness only 18,000 people have been killed, including innocent men, women and children, and probably only a handful of Hamas fighters who seem to spend most of their time safely below ground. Truth matters, of course, but can we take any comfort from these figures? I doubt it. I don't take any more comfort from those figures than the fact that the initial death toll at the Israeli border on 7th October was exaggerated. It's a matter of record, and Hansard has stated by Prime Minister Rishi Sunak that the initial reports refer to over 1,400 people murdered, and worse still, they were murdered one by one. There is something particularly chilling about people capable of systematic and self-recorded murder of innocent people, but is it more acceptable to kill them by the hundred, cowering in their homes, starving and dehydrated? The fact that the actual number killed on 7th of October is reported officially in Israel to be 1139, neither makes the head... The fact that the actual number killed on 7th October is reported officially in Israel to be 1,139, neither makes the deaths at the border more acceptable, nor do we hear much or anything about that figure being revised downwards, albeit only by 300, in the mainstream media. This still makes the score 16 deaths in Gaza for every one at the border on 7th of October. Assuming that Hamas are impossible to defeat and that Israel are effectively recruiting by the hundred to the Islamic death cult, when will enough be enough?
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublications limited.com.